there, hey, and thank you for tuning in to this Thursday pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day and another opportunity for you listening to recognize your star power. And if you're listening, you might have been a listener for a long time. I want to start the podcast off by thanking those who listen for listening. As we go month by month, day by day, month, year by year, season by season, I'm filled with gratitude and happiness knowing that I've created a base of people that are listening to me throughout the world, and I want you to recognize your star power. The podcast isn't about me. It's not about Star. It's not about Skip. It's not about anything except for you recognizing how amazing and how cool you actually are. The idea of the podcast is to be relatable and to someone that's fearless, right? Relatable, fearless, and fun. That's what the idea is for me, and that's what I strive for. So I hope when you're listening, you feel like that, right? I hope when you're listening, you feel like you have a voice, even if you don't necessarily think you have a voice. And I am the one that's willing to be the voice for the people. So today is another day and another opportunity for you listening to recognize your star power, for you to look in the mirror and say, damn, I look good today. Or for you to look in the mirror and say, man, I probably need to shave my beard. Or maybe I need to get rid of this mustache. Or maybe I should fix my lipstick before I go to work. Maybe you're looking in the mirror and you're recognizing you don't like those contacts you just bought. Or you hate the new glasses you have. Or you probably need to get your eyebrows done. Or maybe you should have straightened your hair better before you left. Whatever the case may be, maybe you hate that new shampoo you got. You should be looking in the mirror. You should be learning to love your reflection. Reflecting on what you're seeing in the mirror, you're reflecting on where you've been and where you're going to next. And the main part of the thing you should be reflecting on is the idea of saying, yes, we can. We can try new things. We can change our minds. We can learn a new hobby, learn how to knit, sew. Maybe you want to learn how to play soccer. Maybe you want to learn how to play the piano. Maybe you want to start playing catch with your kids. Maybe you want to play video games. Like, you really want to get into old school video games. Maybe you want to start collecting comic books. Maybe you want to find a new show on Netflix. Maybe you want to ditch cable and just get streaming services. Maybe you want to find a new favorite color, a new best friend, get a new car. Maybe you want to buy a house or rent a house and you're tired of spending money on being a renter and you want to be an owner. Or maybe you're tired of owning things and you want to sell everything and you want to be a renter because it costs too much money with inflation and taxes. Whatever the case may be, wherever you are in your journey, whatever your story is, maybe you found out you have a roommate at school and you saw them one time and you're deciding that's not a person I want to share a dorm room with. Whatever the case may be, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're experiencing, we should find ways of saying to ourselves, yes, we can. Outside of the idea of yes, we can, we need to also move to the idea of never giving up. How can you possibly love yourself or anyone else and give up on them? How does that work, right? If you're giving up on somebody that you actually care about, then you must not care about them if you're allowing anxiety and fear to take over your mind to stop you from persevering through the difficulty. We've talked about a lot of difficult things on this podcast, and I don't really have a filter, and I'm not really embarrassed or shy about the things I've experienced in my life. I've come to a point now where I can recognize the past and the future at the same time and have a good understanding of it and not be miserable and mad or upset or embarrassed, right? I've come to the point where, and I hope you've come to this point with me, where sometimes things are going to be difficult and you have to persevere through the difficulty to get to the back to the good of it. So we just have to do that sometimes. There's not any other option or any other way to get through it outside of that. Moving on from the never give up, right? Don't ever give up on me and I'll never give up on you. Let's move on to the idea of why not today. Now, the idea of why not today is, don't put off today for tomorrow. Don't assume you have control over time that you don't have. And stop pretending like you can say you're going to do something and then never do it. Not being reliable, not being responsible, not being a person that doesn't get things done isn't the answer, right? Procrastinating and being indecisive is not going to help you in the long run. It's going to hurt you and affect you in a bad way. You can't procrastinate forever to make a decision, right? You can't be indecisive and think one thing to another then change your mind and do things at the drop of a hat. You can't be that person. You have to plan effectively and you have to have things done correctly. If you don't live your life that way, you're going to find that you're not going to be able to get things done, and you're going to find that you're going to be late, and it's not comfortable to be that person. And why would you want to be, right? I plan everything out. I'm a strategic thinker. I plan out doctor's appointments. I plan out date nights with my husband. I plan out my shopping sprees when I'm going on my Posher Fun or I'm going to one of my favorite thrift stores, or maybe if I'm even going to the mall. I plan out everything effectively, right? I like structure in my life. I like knowing what's going to happen. I like being a planner, right? It is really effective for me to be that person. If the dishwasher isn't working in my house, I'm calling up someone where I live to fix it. Or I'm going on Angie's List. If there's something up with my car, I'm calling the car place where I got my car from, and I'm making an appointment and I want one of the mechanics to look at it, right? If there's something wrong with the washing machine in my house, I'm either A, going to figure out if I can fix the washing machine, or B, I'm going to find someone else to fix it, right? That's who I am. I like organization. And I have a very hectic, busy life, and I cannot be unorganized or I'll never get anything done, right? I've admitted that I've had to go back to like a meal prep service, and I'm considering going back to Herbalife, and I'm considering maybe even doing a dinner prep too, just to make my life easier, because I really don't want to work all day and then spend all night cooking. So either I'm going to cook dinner in advance, or I'm going to have to figure out something else with that too, because I work basically all day. So you can imagine how I feel when I'm done with work. I don't want to do anything. So the idea of why not today is don't put off today for tomorrow. Get the things done when you can. Let's get in some of these headlines with no media allowed, no media allowed, no media allowed, because they lie to us, they lie to us anyway. Well, let's get it started. What were they going to accomplish by having all these people protesting against Israel for Hamas? They're running around saying, I am Hamas. So then they should be deported back to wherever they came from. If these universities do not set precedent here and they don't put their foot down and act accordingly, they should be defunded and people should unenroll in them. Can you imagine going to Columbia, spending, I don't know how much it costs, over $300,000, and you can't even walk on the campus if you're Jewish? Can you imagine going to UCLA? Can you imagine going to any of these colleges? And I don't want to hear the excuses about the majority of the people that are doing this protest aren't students, because the students that are doing it, they know what they're doing. So that, to me, I don't want to hear it. There's a lot of drama going on. Looks like the House Republicans are seeking that the NPR broadcast CEO provides a testimony about their liberal bias obligations. Right. Clearly, NPR isn't for anyone outside of us. Very small blockade of people that don't want reality. Right. They want lies, and they're probably comfortable with that. Okay. We need to defund these universities, like I just said. Trump made an announcement today to combat the anti-whiteism. I just talked about that yesterday, how we need to take into consideration that 13% of the United States of America is black, and a small number of minority is other things, right? The majority of the people in the country are white, right? And I'm white too. And I've never cared about race. I've never cared about color. I didn't grow up like that. I grew up in a suburban town where everybody was something different. It's about your personality, not your skin color. And the more we focus on the fact that we're all different shades of gray, the better off we'll be. But it's really interesting that Trump is bringing that up into the discussion. it looks like the Democrats are worried about the fact that Americans are witnessing all these people protesting on college campuses and nobody's talking about inflation in reality. I don't think this is going to be good for the Democrats, and it's fun watching them lose. Sarah Sanders orders Arkansas people to follow the state law over Biden's ridiculous Title IX rules. Of course she did. Oh, God. The Georgia governor, Brian Kemp, signs bill that mandates that jailers check immigration status of inmates. Why is he just doing that now? Why wasn't he doing that before? It looks like a Hamas leader is using at least 15 hostages as human shields. Facts. And my husband brought up a point about hostages. I don't believe there's anyone alive. Now, it might be messed up for me to say that out loud. And there's probably a lot of people's family members that just want me to shut up and they don't want me to talk. But remember when the United States of America gave up that basketball player and they let that bad guy out that was Russian? We can't continue to make stupid mistakes like that. And we also can't allow Israel to give up their power either. And the idea that the UK and Israel and the West and the British people in power want to punish Israel and make them like basically cave into Iran is insane to me. But fail again. It looks like, what the fuck is his name? Whatever his name is from Friends, Rachel and what the hell is his name? Not Joey, the other one. Whoever the character is that had the baby with Rachel and Friends, he is not okay with anti-Jewish things, and he should be really mad. Hollywood is turning its back on The Rock and other people. Biden says that the campus protests will have zero impact on Israel policy. Doubtful. Biden labels Japan for not following his lead in importing hordes of third worlders. Dem-controlled Michigan state passes bill banning bipartisan election boards from investigating voter fraud. Of course they did. Are we really surprised by that? We shouldn't be. Moving on from that, it's likely that Joe Biden is going to lose at this point. He has everything against him, and I'm not saying that they're not going to try to cheat in every way that they can for him to stay in power. The only reason he won is because they did ballot harvesting. But I think everybody is aware of the ballot harvesting they're doing, and I don't think they can hide it. So there's that. What did I write about politics today? I said the American flag is important, but they're burning it down on these college campuses, and people need to bring it back up and say, if you're going to burn our flag, then you got to go, bitch. That should be the message. Why are we hearing from Alex Murdo trying to say that he's innocent? We shouldn't be hearing from anyone in jail trying to say that they deserve another trial. No, your ass is in jail because you were found guilty. That's it. I don't want to hear about second chances and how you feel about anything. Is Biden going to debate Trump? Unlikely. The streets are wild. The felons are out. We no longer have control of our country, and they love that. They love chaos. They love insanity. They love us wondering, are we going to be okay if we're at the grocery store at night? If we're women, who's in the Green Party? I don't know, but they're never going to win. Moving into the main part of the conversation. Morning runs. I want to get into running in the morning, but I don't really have time to do that before work. But I really want to start doing that. I really want to work out before I go to work. So when I get out of work, I can just rest. Because working all day and then working out after is very tiring. A workout schedule is definitely important, but you have to do it when you're most comfortable. Asking for help. We should ask for help if we don't know how to do things. If you don't ask for help, how are you going to learn how to do it? Being a listener is important, because if you want to be a good friend or you want to be somebody that someone can rely on, you can't just talk all the time. Sometimes you also have to listen. Refusing to be silent. What do I mean by that? We have to refuse to be silent. We can't be silent, because if you're silent, you're not getting the message out.
Yeah, so you can't be silent when something's important, especially when it comes to like politics or when it comes to your opinion. And I know people are going to say, oh, if you say your opinion, then you're ruining something. But if you're silent, then you're just agreeing with things and maybe you don't agree with. I can't imagine being someone silent, especially when it comes to politics, especially because that affects me every day when it comes to taxes, where I live, making my life easier or making my life harder. And why wouldn't I say anything about that? That's the problem with the United States of America and many other countries in the world. People don't want to speak up. They just believe if they don't vote and they don't say anything, that it doesn't matter. But that's not going to fix anything. Being silent all the time is not the answer, because how is anything going to be fixed? It's just going to remain the same. I don't know. Upgrading your life. If you want to live a good life and you want a good experience, then you're in charge of making sure you find that and you create it. No one's going to give you anything. You have to make those steps and make those strides to have the life you want to live. Wanting more. You should always want more. You should always be pushing yourself further. You should always be trying to accomplish goals. You should always be trying to succeed. And you should always be trying to do things better than maybe you did them yesterday. Being you. Being you should be easy. Loving who you are should be easy. Enjoying who you're becoming should be easy. These aren't hard steps. And the idea that we're making it seem like it's difficult to be who we are is insane. Why spend all your time trying to be like somebody else when you could just enjoy being yourself and enjoy your time? Just a thought. Moving on from the main part of the conversation, let's get into some Star Wars talk. When's the last time you've seen Pulp Fiction? I can't remember, but I definitely want to watch that movie again. That is hands down one of the most best movies ever made. It's so entertaining. The characters are really entertaining. And the storyline is really good. So I definitely want to watch that again. Have you seen this movie called Intern? Another Deadpool should come out, because Deadpool was great. Barbie. War for Planets of the Apes. The Big Bang Theory. Have you ever watched that? That was kind of good. Some of the episodes are better than others. South Park Season 2, so far so good. It's absolutely hilarious. Jaws. When's the last time you watched Jaws? I feel like Jaws is really comparable to reality. Because in these like towns next to beaches, especially in New England, they're always trying to attract people that don't live there. And that movie is definitely predicated on the idea of, I don't know, the mayor of the town saying that they're going to keep the water open so that people that are visiting can take advantage of the attractions. And just that idea to me is insane. But okay. Meg. Have you ever seen that movie? I still haven't watched that yet, but that's definitely on a list of things I need to get to. And Dusk Till Dawn. The original Dusk Till Dawn, very good. And then they started making more of them after that, and they started getting sketchy. They even made a show, and that was kind of okay too, but I don't know. Moving on from watching things to eating things. Grilled shrimp. Can't go wrong with that. You can have that with rice or just vegetables. Always tastes good. Rice cookers. Do they actually work? Do they make the rice better? Or can you just make the rice without the cooker? I think it depends on the type of rice you're making, honestly. Dinner prepping. Maybe we should be looking at dinner prepping instead of figuring out what we're going to eat for dinner every day. Dinner prepping definitely puts you ahead of the curve so you know what you're going to eat. Packaged meals. Meats are gross, so don't eat them. Drinking hot coffee, I don't know how people do it. I can only drink cold coffee. I'm not a hot coffee kind of a person. Roasted veggie pasta salad definitely sounds like something I want to make. I saw that from one of the people that I follow on Pinterest, and it looks delicious. Coleslaw salad. So you're using coleslaw, ground beef, onions, diced cherry tomatoes, green peppers, then you're adding in soy sauce, you're adding in oil and vinegar, and you're adding in some horseradish mustard. You mix that all together, add a little bit of water, and it looked really good, and I definitely want to try that too. Finally, spring veggie noodle toss. So basically, you use whatever noodles you want, you add in your vegetables, you add in some olive oil, maybe if you're like me and you like heat, you add in jalapenos, mix it all together, eat it. Looked good to me. Anyways, friends, that is the end of this Thursday pod. Thank you for tuning in to born to be a star. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. I'll see you same place, same time tomorrow on Friday, aka Friday, aka the weekend is coming. Don't forget you're a star wherever you are, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.